Good evening and welcome to Steadfast on this Christmas week. Over Advent, we've been exploring the humble servant who was born on Christmas. And as we look at Philippians chapter 2 and think about how he came and humbled himself, but he comes to bring us healing and that he will be glorified, we find ourselves in the middle. We find ourselves waiting. And that's where we're going to look tonight. That unclear time in between when Jesus came and when he comes again.
As we come to Christmas, we often wonder how God is working in this moment. We wonder if he is still working. Zechariah, we're told in Luke chapter 1, had been wondering for a long time how God was working. He and his wife hadn't been able to have a child, and they wondered if God would ever hear their prayers. Then the angel appears and says that God is going to move, but it's almost too hard to believe. In Luke 1:18, Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure of this? How can I be sure of this? For I am an old man, and my wife is old as well." The angel answered him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and bring you this good news." And Gabriel challenges Zechariah because he didn't believe and he wasn't ready to receive it. But a lot of times in life, we do look and things don't look like they're moving. We wonder if God is working. And over the last year, I've been recording little segments in a favorite place of mine. I want to share that with you now. Because as we look at the changing of seasons, we're reminded of how God moves, how life is moving, how God has orchestrated all to move, even when it's imperceptible in the moment.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a great afternoon. A few months ago, I recorded a little devotional to share with you here in Southern Missouri at this little creek that I love to spend time at, Boothia, and I didn't get to share it with you. And it clearly is out of season now. It was winter then, now it's on the verge of summer. But I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now as I'm standing here once again, and I just want you to note the differences in how the area looks as we also explore God's Word here. I'll see you in just a moment.
It seems somehow appropriate to take you, my friends, to this little park, tucked off the highway, tucked in a Ozark hill, to talk about God's mystery, especially here in the winter. This place always feels mysterious to me, and the woods has a extra mysterious tone to it when it's wintertime. Can't quite see what it really looks like. Feels like there are secrets hidden. Well, the one who made the world, who made this beautiful hidden little place that people go speeding by, has a greater mystery for us that we go speeding by too. We hear something of God's plan and then we can't understand it, or we wait a little bit and grow impatient. We miss the exit. We miss the truth. But tucked in this creation, and tucked in the revelation that God gives us, a mystery for the ages. It's the one that Jesus came to share with us. And it's the one that the apostles and all those who have come after have taught. Paul talked about teaching those things and those whom they were ministering to in Colossians chapter 2, starting with verse 2. He spoke of them saying that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery which is in Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Think about this little park. Here it is, hidden in the mystery of winter. The mystery of being just a little spot, forgotten by how many, or never known at all. So too, the mystery of the gospel. So many need to know it. All of us need to be reminded that we don't get so busy driving along the highway of life that we forget to pull off, and we forget to be refreshed. We grow impatient, and we aren't willing to wait until the spring comes. But when we do, we get to experience something beautiful. Even like a winter's day in this little spot with this little creek that I love. It may not look like much if you looked at it for the first time. It may not look like much to you right now. But if you know the mystery of how beautiful it is, it's amazing even as you wait for the unveiling.
What struck me as I thought about that video, I mentioned how this place feels mysterious. It's very quiet. Well, right now it's not very quiet with the cicadas singing. But if you had sat here for 3 or 4 or 5 months and watched the trees and listened, it would have seemed like very little was happening because it was so quiet. And now you have the bright green leaves going into summer. You have the cicadas singing so loudly you may even be having a hard time hearing me right now. So much has changed. And it reminded me of how God works, that a lot of times in the moment it doesn't feel like much is happening at all. But as it says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow concerning his promise, in some regard slowness, but is being patient toward you, because he does not wish for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. A lot of times we're staring at that bare winter dry creek. We can't even imagine the full creek of spring and summer that's flowing right now. We can't imagine the trees or the cicadas singing. But those things are emerging. Those things are coming. And so too it is as God works in our lives. If you're in those winter moments now, know that this is coming. And for some of those prayers that we're praying, it happens very quickly. For others, it feels like we're waiting forever and ever. But God is faithful in his promises, and you can know that today.
Sometimes everything's moving in a clear direction. We know that God is waiting to share his word. And we know that he's unveiling his mystery, and we see the leaves coming, and we feel like we understand. But just as the physical seasons outdoors come and go, so too do the times that we understand that mystery, and the times that we feel like it's, well, life is raining on us.
Sometimes it's cold and blustery, like in the first clip. Sometimes it is hot and the cicadas are singing their hearts out, like in the second one. And sometimes it's raining up a storm of cats and dogs, like right now. And I'm actually staying in the car because it's raining so hard on an autumn day. We see all these changes, and they remind us of all the changes we're going through in life and all the things that we face. And we look for security. And we find our answer in the same place each time, that we can turn to God, who doesn't change, even as the seasons change around us. In fact, the stability of those changes remind us of his stability. Sometimes things do change really quickly, and other times it's really subtle. As subtle as the slight move towards yellows and reds that we see in the leaves right here in this moment, where a month ago that was obscured. You could see hints of it, and yet it was raining when I was here. Now it's super dry. And sometimes we're in those rainy times, sometimes we're in those barren dry times. But something's happening even when we can't see it coming all together. In that moment. In each moment, whether it seems like things are changing quickly or we're stuck in a dry rut, God continues to work and nudge us where he wants us to be. So often, seeing how God is working in the small things over time is exactly where we get ourselves in trouble. Adam and Eve didn't take the time to think about what God was doing when he called them not to eat of that fruit. only that they wanted what was promised by Satan if they took it. We talked a moment ago about Zechariah and how he was trying to understand what God was doing with his life and Elizabeth's life, and his doubt jumps in before he's able to just patiently watch and consider what God is doing. Time and time again, from King Saul to Judas to ourselves, we find ourselves trying to figure out what God's doing, maybe coming up with a plan that we think could be better than God's plan. But a great deal of it has to do with patience. Because are we willing to stop and see the slow changes? And as we've been together, and it's been for the last few minutes on this video, but as we've been together over the course of a year in this particular spot, we're back full circle. Things are mostly gone. Cool weather has returned. Now we're preparing for Christmas. And I think about that, and if you came any 2 days in a row, it looked about the same. If you came over the summer, it looked like summer all summer. Yeah, it rained one day. Another day it was dry. Early in the summer we had the cicadas singing. Then it got quieter, and then there were frogs, different things. But if you think about the big changes, just put those pictures together in your head, we see those big changes. And God's calling us to keep so focused on Him that when the changes are happening, when He's working, and yet in what seems like a very long time for us, whether it's days or months or years, looks like the leaves aren't changing. The same sounds are out in the woods. We see how He's working. He's doing things. Brings in a new season with all the new life that comes with that. We had rain and the creek is flowing, which it hasn't been most of the time. All these things happen. God is working, and God isn't just working in nature. He's not just putting leaves on the trees or filling the creek with water. He's doing the same thing with our lives. And so as we think about Christmas, God tells us about the really, really big thing He's doing. That He came into the world, and He's saving each and every person who turns to Him. As we turn to Him and call on Him, that we receive the gift that came at Christmas. So that as the day-to-day stuff seems so slow, so imperceptible, we don't lose sight of the fact that the real deal, the real change, is coming. And we can trust that. Trees may take a long time to grow. See a picture on screen right now of the same spot years ago and how much the trees have grown. So sometimes we're talking even longer than a year. And sometimes for ourselves, it's a week or a month or a year or a decade or a lifetime. We hold on to that big thing. We hold on to that promise that a Savior has come for us.
We hold on by doing what Paul says later in Colossians, chapter 4, verse 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. As we stay watchful, as we continue in prayer, God helps us and directs us to that hope of Christmas over and over again, that we don't let go of it.
And we know whatever amount of time it takes, God's going to see it through. The spring is coming, and the spring that God is bringing in our lives, it's a spring that will last forever and ever. Hope you have a wonderful and blessed Christmas season, and I thank you for, in these last few minutes, taking an excursion with me over the course of a year here in this world. See you soon.
Zechariah was challenged and struggled to see how God was moving in his life. And sometimes in those seasons, we're challenged and we struggle to see how God is moving in our lives as well.
Let's keep holding on in all the circumstances of life, all the seasons, knowing that what's true as we approach Christmas is true in the most brutal parts of winter and the most scorching heat of summer. His promises are faithful, and we're called to share them. It may be right now that the culmination of Philippians 2, that we're going to be looking at over the next few weeks, well, we can't see it fully now. We're back to that blurry realm that we started with tonight. But we know it will be. That there will be the day that every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And because we know that, we know our own circumstances, just like Zacharias, and like so many others, God is going to be faithful to bring them to the place they are supposed to be, to bring us to the place that we are supposed to be. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this evening. Thank you for this coming Christmas and the miracle that we remember each year when we celebrate, that we know that it is true, that it is good, and that your promises are faithful every day of the year. Those days that we feel it, those days we don't, those cold days, those rainy days, those everything's blooming in the middle of spring days, that your promise is stable and true each and every one of those days. Help us to feel that this Christmas. Help us to know that. Help us to share that, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope that little reflection in a beautiful little park was an encouragement to you. And as we go into Christmas and you're wondering if God is moving in the seasons of your life, may it be an encouragement to you that sometimes we wait, sometimes we pray, sometimes we yearn for the longest time, but God is moving and working. And every Christmas as we gather together, we're reminded of that. And we know ultimately his triumph and his victory, which he shares with us, is there for us, a gift from him. I hope you have a very, very blessed week ahead of Christmas. Hope to see you at our Christmas services, including our Christmas Eve service coming up as well. I hope you join us for that. And I hope you have a blessed day in the meantime.